Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Happy Friday, everybody. I'm Will Sullivan. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Cam Newton, who is heading into his second year in New England, will be looking behind his shoulder when training camp opens up this summer. The Patriots selecting quarterback Mac Jones with the 15th overall pick in the 2021 NFL Draft. Head coach Bill Belichick saying all the QBs have a lot to work on, but was very complimentary about Newton's commitment to the team.
You know, Cam has been here all the way through. He was here, at the beginning, and has been a consistent participant. Continues to give us the usual, leadership. Cam's very professional, and I'm sure that he'll continue to work hard to do his best out there, like he's always done for us. It's never been anything but that from the day he got here.
Now, one QB that has no threat of a rookie taking his spot is new Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford. Los Angeles paying a hefty price to acquire the former Detroit Lion, giving up two future first-round picks, a third-round pick, and, of course, quarterback Jared Goff. It might be a concern to some, but not Rams head coach Sean McVay, who likes what he sees in Stafford so far.
Your impressions of Stafford here the first week, seeing him throw the ball and just all the, the arm talent and everything that you've heard about, to see it up close and personal here.
What do you think?
It looked good, man. There's some zip on that ball.
Yeah, it looked good. I'm right there with you. I think we're in the early phases of it, but certainly the way that he's handled things up to this point, been very pleased. It's a joy to be around every single day. The consistency that he comes in to work with is definitely something that he makes it really fun, and been pleased with what he's done up to this point.
Former Ram Todd Gurley visiting the Lions and took a physical Thursday, according to our very own Tom Pelissero. The All-Pro running back starting 15 games last season for the Falcons and rushed for 9 touchdowns. Happy 24th birthday to Giants quarterback Daniel Jones. The 6th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft is looking to make the leap in his third season under center for the G-Men and knows that he can't do it alone. It's going to take the entire offense.
It's on all of us. It's on all 11 guys to, do their job every play, to step out. That's how we're going to make big plays, is everyone doing their job, and it's not on any one person more than the other. It's about everyone executing together as a unit, and that's how we're gonna create explosive plays, and be a productive offense.
Earlier this month, Tyrann Mathieu tweeting out and then deleting that he probably wouldn't get a contract extension with the Chiefs. Addressing the Thursday issue, Mathieu walked it back a little bit, saying he knows it's a business, and he needs to control what he can control. Aaron Rodgers, still a no-show at OTAs, is getting support from former Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith, who knows what it's like for a team to draft his replacement. Smith not mincing words on Fox Sports 1 about what the Packers have done to Rodgers.
It's inexcusable. It's absolutely, I think. 16 years this guy's been there. You were on the doorstep of the Super Bowl, and you don't go out of your way to communicate that and to show that he's, that, hey, you're wanted. This may be something we're doing, sorry. And, you don't make sure that everybody's on the same page and feeling good about that. I think, that's not just football. That's any business or team.
The Jets drafting Zach Wilson second overall, and the rookie QB is off to an impressive start. Head coach Robert Saleh saying Thursday that Wilson has been relentless in wanting to learn. He's a good decision maker with a live arm. Sounds like Jets fans have something to be excited about. And it's been a bumpy start for Drew Locke in Denver, where he now finds himself competing with Teddy Bridgewater for the starting quarterback job. Locke turning to former Broncos QB Peyton Manning for some help in the film room. Manning telling the Denver Post that they watched some of Manning's old film and talked about what he liked about different coverages. QB stuff. Well, my time is up. I hope you have yourself a great weekend. By the way, just heads up, we're on vacay next week, so we won't be back with another podcast until June 7th. I know. I'll miss you too. Until then, I'm Will Silva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.